This peace, this silence is everywhere. The whole planet could enjoy this if they hadn't been so busy making profit and wars. It's amazing. It is available. But the whole life energy goes into totally different, destructive, negative things. That's why it's a mystery. It is there, but it's only there for those who is available for it. So be aware where your life energy is going to. Be aware what you are doing with your life. Welcome to Satsang. Where is Maria? You are back now?
Yes.
How is it to be back? That is the new language. When somebody asks you, how was it? What are you doing? That's the best. Either they will think, "Woo," they will see something in your eyes, otherwise they think you're totally crazy. That's the best, either or. What are you doing in your life?
I'm a doctor.
You're also a doctor, very good. We need doctors. Where? In? Where?
Radiology, in Uppsala, in Sweden.
Oh, in Uppsala.
Yes.
It's north, no?
No, it's near Stockholm.
Oh, it's near Stockholm. Very close. Yes, Amrita, very close. You come in closer now. That's why this is the first letter I'm writing to you. I came to my first retreat in Brazil 1.5 years ago without knowing anything about retreats and gurus. I just jumped into it. I also don't know anything about retreats and gurus. It's just happening by itself. I'm also amazed. I'm not the guru, but what name can you put on it? Then that's why you have to use these kind of names, master, guru. I'm definitely not anything of that kind of sort. The truth is beyond the names. But because we are so hung up on names and words, they have to try. And this guru is totally unknown and misunderstood in the West. It's almost like a no-no. But in the East is one of the most beautiful words. And a guru is somebody who removes your darkness. And it's amazing. It's somebody who takes away your unconsciousness, who gives your eyes back. Like they said Jesus did, he gave people their sight back. He healed the blind. He didn't do this physically. It's not like a miracle man. Woof. He gave them the inner eyes, the inner vision. This is what is a guru, is somebody who gives you your eyes back so you can see. Before you were stumbling in darkness, now you can see. It's the removal of darkness. And it's very strange because this is almost like negative in the West. But it fits very good because the West is very in the darkness. And they want to protect the darkness. They want to protect themselves from the gurus also. Let us be in the darkness. You have to be ready to come out of the darkness. Or it happens by surprise, like it happened for you. You didn't know anything about it. You just jumped in. But when you jumped in, then you get wet. It's the easiest way. You jump in, then you get wet. Otherwise, you can stand by the side of the river and, I wonder how it is. I wonder how it is to go in the water. When you jump in, then you scream like a child then. In Brazil, I felt like I was becoming alive after having been in a deep coma almost my whole life. Only when you come out of it can you see it. And it is amazing. That's why nobody knows about it. To be in a coma, that is the ordinary life. It's normal to be in a coma. And if you say something, excuse me, you look like you are in a coma, then they get very upset. That's why it's best to be quiet. Don't speak the truth. It will be very disturbing. I had been deep frozen without even feeling it, and suddenly I quickly started to melt. It is amazing, Maria, this is how it is, but it's very sad because people don't see it before it happens. When you start getting alive, then you see, oh my God, I almost been dead. And that's what the mystics always have said. People, they can look like they are alive, but they're not alive. Like Gurdjieff, he said the man is a machine. In the old days, Buddha couldn't say man was a machine because he was no machine then. The Gurdjieff said man is a machine. And that is exactly what he was meaning. They were in a coma. They were frozen. They operate just like a machine. They're functioning, but there's nobody there. You put it on, go to work 9 o'clock, boing. Come home 5 o'clock, boom. Put on the news at 6 o'clock, boom. and they think they are alive. It's normal. Everybody is doing it. If you do anything outside that, then you're a bit strange then. And it's shocking to see the situation. First you see your own situation, then you see this is how it is with everybody. In Brazil, I felt like I was becoming alive after having been in a deep coma almost my whole life. I had been deep frozen without even feeling it, and suddenly I quickly started to melt. When I came home after those 2 weeks, I felt like a newborn into life again. But you are innocent spirit, so you enjoyed it. Some people, they start complaining when they melt. They're losing. I always been a square. Now I start getting round on the sides. What is happening with me? And they try to get frozen again, or they escape. The mind or the emotions comes up with something. Escape from here. You are melting. What you going to do? You always been an ice block. Now suddenly you start to become flowing. You will disappear. Get back into the freezer. Get away from the sun. It will melt you. Only those who is longing to melt. Oh, this feels good. That's how they find some people in the permafrost in Siberia. Where's my Siberian friend? She's gone now. Happily, not back to Siberia. But there they find these kind of animals and mammoths. They've been in the permafrost for millions of years. Amazing. And now they're experimenting. Maybe they can wake it up to life again. And it will be possible. But please, when you are alive, be alive. Mm-hmm. When I came home after those 2 weeks, I felt like a newborn into life. But again and again, I fall into all stupid habits. And again, listening to the mind, which is in periods occupying me constantly. That's why it's very important to stay connected. Very important. And that also you only see. Everything happens when it happens. You can't do anything. It happens when it happens. But more and more you see how important it is that you stay connected. And what is to be connected then is to be available when this is happening. If it's happening here, or in Brazil, or in India, or in Timbuktu, not Timbuktu, but somewhere like this, be available. Because some people, they think they want to be close and they move to this valley. But then maybe they are so busy. We had people, they are so busy with the family, with the children, with working, that even when it's retreat, sir, they can't come. Then what's the point then? Then slowly they understand it's not about that, it's about being available when it's happening. Because you need, this permafrost is so old, that if you're not strong enough, as soon as you go out, and it is like a fridge out there, you have to take care of it. You have to take care of the melting process. And that is what satsang is a melting process. That's another sign for the disciple and the master. It's very beautiful in India. The master is like the sun. And the disciples are like sunflowers. And the sunflowers, they are very magical flowers. Because when the sun comes up in the morning, it faces the east. And then as the sun goes, it follows. I don't know if any other flowers are doing that, but these sunflowers are very well known in India. That is how the disciples should be. He should always follow the light, the master, stay in touch. Like that. And then when the sun goes down, then they rest. And then in the morning again. And then slowly, slowly, they get the nourishment they need. But this is how it is, my dear Maria. Again and again, we fall into our old stupid habits. And you all know that. And this will go on till you make that decision that, no, it's enough. No, I want to melt more and more. This is what is important. Because it is a danger that you go back. It's much easier, remember, it's much easier to go back. It's much easier to go downhill than you can fall unconscious. That is the past. It's very easy. You just fall asleep and you fall. It's much more difficult to rise, to go up. Because that means you have to unburden more. You have to let go of some of your old things. Then you can go high. You can take with you your whole house, your whole past, if you're going to climb the mountain. Just maybe some water, that's it. And camera, maybe. Depends what type you are. So be aware of it, because you are saying it just as it is. Again and again I fall into all stupid habits. And especially when you go back to your old, then everything will remind you of who you are from the past. No, when you were with us in Brazil, then you got the whole new life. When you are here, you see a totally different reality. And it feels so good for your spirit, for your heart, because this is who you are. You are present, you are now. And then you go home again, and then you see your family, your wife, your husband, your kids, your work. Then the whole past comes. That's why you have to be strong. There's nothing wrong with it, but you have to be clear to function in a new way and to stand up for the new. It doesn't matter where you are, because wherever you are, there you are, but you have to be strong enough to take care of it. And that might take time. Otherwise, again, going back and get frozen. That's why all this things with sannyas and new name can be a help. Because it's a reminder that you are not the old now. No, you have come to a different place. You want to be conscious now. You don't know yet what is new is, but you want. It feels good. This melting feels good. I want to find out more. And then the new will be a reminder. You are not the old. It's just little help, nothing serious. It's just little help on the way. But deep inside, I will never forget the feeling of my open heart. I will continue trying to go on the path of my heart, longing for jumping in the rivers, which is also scary, but I have no choice. That's it, you have no choice. That's very nice. When you know that, then you know you want, then I will push you then. When people still think they have choice, then they complain then. You pushed me. When you know you have no choice, then you let go. Existence, take care of me. Then existence can play with you then. I was surprised in Brazil. I took some of my friends to a waterfall in the jungle. And it's a very high jump, 10 meters, higher than the roof. And then I was surprised, even Bhakti jumped. Somali jumped. She was always afraid, couldn't even swim. But with you, Baba, with you, I do it. She jumped, they couldn't even swim. Who cares then? We take her in. Afraid even to jump 1 meter, then they jump from there. Oh, with you, we do it. Even I was worried, how is this going to go? It's very beautiful. Then the oil doesn't get in. It reminds me of one of the most beautiful saints, gurus in Tibet, Milarepa. He was very innocent. He came to his master and they tested him again and again. Because other disciples saw that he was so innocent, he could do anything. And they said, no, you have to go into that burning house. Because they wanted to get rid of him. And he went in there, the whole house collapsed. And then afterwards he came walking out again. This is just the sign, the stories. Who knows if it's real or not, but this is just stories to tell. When you have the trust, the innocent, then amazing things happen. And I know it's true. I have seen it. When Somali jumped, I saw it. Miracles. They said that Milarepa and some of the disciples, the other jealous disciples of the master, was on a cliff. And they said that, no, you have to jump. If you really trust your master, you jump. Because they really want to get rid of him. And he said, okay, if the master say, oh, he jumped. And they said, no, we finished with this guy. And then they came down, after a long walk down, he was sitting meditating at the bottom. Very frustrating. He doesn't think about himself, he has trust. Okay, if the master then, okay. I'm not saying you should try. It's just the indication. When you have trust, miracles happen. You can't even believe because you have so many things and fear and ideas. I want you to have trust, to do crazy things, but also be intelligent. See your limitations. Yes, Somali? I will continue trying to go on the path of my heart, longing for jumping into the rivers, which is also scary. But I have no choice, since I have tasted it. That's the difference. When people have tasted it, then they know. That's very beautiful. No, you know, you can't fool yourself now, because you know. Up till that point, you can always easily fall asleep. But when you have tasted it, then you know then. It's not like somebody have told you, this is how it is. No, you know. Even if the whole world say it doesn't exist, who cares? You know. And then it gives you totally different strength. And now and forever, I will be totally addicted to it. Yes. This is the best addiction ever. And you can drink and drink and drink and you never have a hangover. Just more and more you wake up, more you drink. It's a very mystery brew. Thank you for saving my life. Thank you for opening the window to my heart. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yours in eternity, Maria. Very good, Maria. I'm very happy. No, you start remembering, it's very good. You're entering into the families of the eternal travelers. Kabir, a great mystic in India, he said, nobody has found God without the living master. His help is what makes it possible. You find your thirst and he does the rest. Without the thirst, nothing is possible. Nobody has found God without the living master. His help is what makes it possible. You find your thirst and he will do the rest. Because he knows where the water is. But you have to be thirsty. And you only get thirsty, you only get hungry when you have tasted all the different dishes in the world and it didn't satisfy you. Then you want something more then. Beloved, as a lover, I want to show myself to you. The connection and the trust are growing. I feel the trust so strong that I can even speak of my mistrust. How I wonder if I'm really sane. If I want to be sane, if insane seems healthier. Wondering if I'm on the right track. That is very good. You feel the trust so strong that you can speak even of my mistrust. That's how it should be. Otherwise, all this fear and mistrust and doubt is running your life. Only when something else is start coming into your life, then you can speak up. Yes, these things, these old ghosts may be still there, but who cares? I have found something else now. As a lover, I want to show myself to you. The connection and the trust are growing. But wondering if I'm on the right track. This train is running by itself with a strong engine, and all I can do is accept the fact that there is nobody behind the steering wheel. That's it. Out of control, babe. How does that feel, to be out of control?
I'm getting used to it.
Yeah, that's it, that's it. Get used to it, that's it. In the beginning, it's a bit freaky. You can get scared. But sooner or later, you have to accept the fact as it is. We're out of control. Then when that goes over, then another thing is happening then. Yahoo! I wonder where we're going. Woohoo! Excitement. That is the two things. First there is fear, then there is excitement. Then the excitement, the life, that is an antidote for this fear and this old frozenness. This melting, this life, it is the antidote. First there is fear, then is out of control, then is excitement. Yahoo! Where are we going? This was fun. And then that also relaxes. Then you just lean back. But this train is running by itself with a strong engine, and all I can do is accept the fact there is nobody behind the steering wheel. The more I relax into this mad ride, the more I can enjoy even the bumps, twist, and occasional dislocation. Otherwise, it would be very boring. Can you imagine just all the time, like a highway? Autobahn, very boring. Even if you go fast, it's boring because not a single bump. It's much more exciting here in Hedan. You have to be aware. Ooh. It's one of the few places, that's one of the secrets why I settled down here a little bit, because here I can drive because there's no cars. So even if I'm totally drunk, I don't meet cars. After satsang, going on the road is no problem because there's no cars, no traffic. It's very good. It's safe for all drunkards in this area. In the city, it's very dangerous. This high energy is a great friend and fun to serve, but it certainly also brings challenges. I sometimes get very bad headaches, which doesn't feel like ordinary headache. It's more like something trying to wipe me out. there is some understanding about this that I'm lacking. I'm beginning to see a connection to the ego, but when the headache comes, it shuts down my system completely, in a massive way, and it's hard to stay conscious. I think the ego feels threatened by the high vibes and tries to pull me back. It always gets really bad after dynamic, and this makes me hesitate to push on with this meditation. How long have you been doing these meditations, Poonam?
Oh, since 2003,
about 450 times. Don't push yourself. You will see, because all bodies are different. My experience is that it's important to push you in the beginning, because people are very sleepy, very frozen, very stuck in their system, in their habits. So then it's important to push yourself. You should really push yourself to try everything. And here we have all different meditations, so you can try what works for you. But then you find slowly, slowly, you will see what fits to you. What works. There's no point to do a meditation if it doesn't bring you peace, feeling more good, feeling more relieved. So then maybe it's not good. And especially if it brings a headache, because some people have headaches now, some people have problems with migraine and all kinds of things. Then you should be sensitive now. And if you feel some part of the dynamic is good, which I think it is sometimes, just to throw out stuff. You can just do it with gibberish and shaking, go a little bit banana. But you don't need to push it. Relax, Pona, okay? Another side of it is the sensitivity I feel. I get so small and fresh that it is sometimes hard to function in my everyday life. I find it hard to read, to translate letters into meaning, and I find myself somehow pre-lingual. Sometimes I don't know where I am. When I'm driving my car, I just see houses without the context. Or a man in a funny jacket catches my whole attention instead of the lady on the bike next to my car. I know, it is. It is as I'm too small to do all those grown-up things, as if this world is too interesting to take seriously. I understand your problem, because it takes time to retrain yourself. And you have to, that's the same thing I have many times. It's difficult to switch into that mood where everybody is going very fast. So you just have to be sensitive. It's much more important to take care of this. Then it's better to even have a driver then. If it's getting so bad, then have a driver. Your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your child, your uncle, your friend. Maybe they can drive you. Then you can just, because don't disturb this innocent if it's coming. And it may take time to readjust. Because you've been so straight, so strict with yourself, so square, that when it starts to get round and fluid and things start losing their appearances, then maybe you don't feel you can function. Just play with it, accept it, it's better to allow this to happen. Then it will readjust again. You have to readjust the whole system. It was a long period once for me. I couldn't even go out to shops or see people or anything because I could see all the things that they were thinking. And it was just terrible because that's the last thing you want to see, people's mind. So then I just had to stay inside and I lived in America then. I just was like in a cave. I was very worried when I had to go to the supermarket. Because, oh my God, then you see all these things that is happening there. Was quick in and buy, and then out again. So, but it readjusts. You never know what's going to happen. But it's very normal, Poonam. This, you say, another side of it is this sensitivity I feel. I get so small and so fresh that it's sometimes hard to function in my everyday life. It's totally fine. Because it will just make you look more at your ordinary life. Because what is the ordinary life? It is the past. The past we had more when we were more unconscious. And when you are unconscious, then you can allow many things then. You look how stupid we live or have been living or how people live and how many stupid things they do. When you start getting more conscious, then it gets more difficult. That is good because maybe you shouldn't do these things. Maybe it's not good. Maybe you don't need it. And I can guarantee you, you're doing so many things that is not needed. So this sensitivity, it will show you what is needed and what is not needed. Maybe before you were doing 1,000 things, and suddenly you realize that I only need to do 30 things. That is almost a shock. You will feel totally useless. But then you see, all this was just unnecessary things. When the mind starts slowing down and your system starts readjusting, everything will change. I remind you again and again that when you start waking up, you will change. Change is absolutely necessary. That's just a sign that you accepted the new. How can you be the old, like you say? Functioning in everyday life. This everyday life will be totally different. You have to find your everyday life for the new you. Something that is fitting. And that might change again and again as you change. Just like a meditation can be very effective at one point, and then you change, the meditation will change. Your friends will change. Your work will change. Your surrounding will change. That is how it is to be open and available to existence. You can't hold on to the old because you are changed. You are growing. That means change. So if you are in a place that is very sensitive, listen to the sensitivity. Don't try to force you. And in my experience, all these things is in the computer. If you know how to drive, it might be difficult sometime, and then you remember again. It's like they say, when you know bicycling, you can't forget it. So maybe in a period it's a little, ooh, because you are new, you're like a baby again. But then it is in the computer. Slowly, slowly, you feel like you can bicycle again. Then it is much more fun. It is as if I'm too small to do all those grown-up things. Yes, I'm also too small to do all those grounds. So that's, what can I say? This is how it is. I have no interest in these grown-up things. I like much more childish things. Foolish things I like. Then you don't fit in, then children doesn't come in, fit in. This is the world of the grown-ups. But remember, good people like Jesus, he said, you have to become like little children to come into my kingdom of God. This is what he means. You moving into a different dimension of yourself. And it's very difficult to allow that to happen if you don't understand it and allow it, that this is the right way. And the ordinary people, they think they are good Christians. They think you are crazy. And they don't understand these kind of sayings. This sensitivity is a great gift when I work with people, but sometimes I feel at loss with how to handle it. I get fragile and open, and sometimes the unconscious of people around me can be quite intrusive. Again, you just have to look if you need to be around that kind of people. Again, that will change. Do you really need to be around intrusive people, that you get headache, that you feel sick, that is going into your energy, that is judging you, that you have to talk and explain? This is bound to happen if you grow. You will have to face these things. Everybody will have to. I get fragile and open, and sometimes the unconscious of people around me can be quite intrusive. I feel at the loss of how to handle it. You have to learn new ways, and that's the whole fun thing. Because if you're really going to listen to that, things will change. And you know how it will be. Something in you, something in everybody knows what is right. It's just up to you to allow that. Remember, you are not in the driver's seat. You are out of control. So let that show how it should be. You just be available. That is trust. I was living in the Himalayas, and I was just enjoying just being very childish, because there everything is very natural. And then this message, no, you should go back to the West now. No, you should go back into the world. And I did not want to listen. I did not want to listen to that. But what could I do? Not in the driver's seat. What to do? The more total I am, the less I exist. I'm peeling off my protection more, or more true, they are being peeled off. The only thing that will be left is a thumping heart. Yes. And that is great. Master, I'm sure you already see it, this heart. But how can I protect it? Does an empty heart need protection? With every heartbeat yours, Poonam. No. It doesn't need protection. But it needs awareness. So these two things is very needed, because you can't just be heart Many people have that when they start opening up. Then this innocent heart, you put yourself in all kinds of stupid places. And people don't know about the heart. You are very happy because at last you start feeling your heart, your sensitivity, your truth, your love. And then the next thing you know is that people just use your heart as a doormat. They don't know about hearts. This is the fact. Look how long time it took. Like Maria said, the whole life has been frozen. Then when this heart starts coming, you can't just throw it into all the frozen people. If anything, they will just make it cold. Because that's what they can share. Frozen people can share only cold ice. So this you have to just see as it is. But just the heart is not enough. You have to have awareness also. These two have to go together. Love and meditation. Heart and awareness. And that awareness, that protects the heart without protecting it. Because awareness is awareness. You see. And it follows the heart. It doesn't follow the mind, it follows the heart. Then the heart knows and the intelligence, your awareness, sees it. And then if you have no ideas what you should do, then it will tell you what is right then. And your awareness, the intelligence of this empty heart will tell it. Because the heart can speak. You just have to listen. No, it's very shy because it's just start waking up. It has just a gubugo di gubuga. Just like a baby. No, you are happy. Is it a baby? Or the baby is there, the child is there. It's a bubu buba. No, you have to let it grow. Then it has to learn to talk. It has to learn language. Then it has to speak very clearly what it wants. All that, you have to be patient and listen. Then it says, Mama, I don't want to go there. Those people are ugly. I don't want it. I want nice things. I want to look at the flowers, it says. Then it's very difficult, but I should be in the office. No, I don't want to go. There's a conflict, but that is how life is. Nobody said it was going to be easy. So everything might change. But luckily, you say you work with people, no? What do you do?
Sometimes I work with people on the stage. So sometimes I work with people in a therapeutic situation.
Mm-hmm.
And normally I massage, so that's a third way of working
with people. But this kind of work you can play with. Mm-hmm. But just be more and more sensitive with yourself. Okay, for now. Everything is fine. The old Brahmanan, not my Brahmanan in England, but the Brahmanan before him. He says, in the tug of war between the head and the heart, the world, the illusions, the Maya pulls one way, life, the heart, another way. But when my master entered the game, I became the winner. The whole life is a tug of war between the head and the heart. And ordinary, the head is always winning because all the societies is just teaching head stuff. What you need in this world is a good head. You need competition, you need to function, you need to be clever, you need to be better than others, you need to win. In this world, the heart is not needed. Heart is a luxury. And you see, when you come back to your heart, then it's amazing, because the heart can win over the whole world. All these things of the head, the heart can win over. And the heart is very innocent. But of course, when that starts taking over, you will feel at the loss. Because everything that you have learned is not so. You have to learn a new language. This is what Brahmanand says. In this tug of war, this eternal war that is being going on for centuries, for thousands of years, which is the whole thing with waking up with seekers. Only a few people get out of that war. In this war between the head and the heart, the world, the illusions, the Maya pulls one way, and life, love, the heart, the other. How to win? You have always been pulled in between. Because the heart is very irrational. The head is very rational. It makes sense. The heart does not make sense. It just wants to be foolish. Foolish in love. But when my master entered this game, I became the winner. This is how it goes, Brahman answered. When my master entered this game, I became the winner. Now I start learning how to play checkmate. No, I became the winner. Because I knew where I was going to go. You have to learn, this is good. Talk to me like a lover. That's the new language. Have you heard about Mira, enlightened mystic? She says, O beloved, you may break away from me, but I will not. O beloved, if our relationship is broken, with whom can I unite? You are the tree, I am the bird. You are the lake, I am the fish. You are the mountain, I am the peacock. You are the pearl, I am the string. You are the gold, I am the cleansing powder. Mira says, O beloved, you who resides in my heart, you are my master, I am your servant. This is no ordinary servants. Those servants are queens, are kings. Where's your father, Jaydev? He escaped now?
Yeah, back to work.
To office?
To office.
To heal the sick people?
To heal them.
That's good. I was an easy patient for him. I'm just... Even the doctor felt more healthy when going back. That's how it should be. Both are happy and healthy. dear, so I hope it's okay that I write you another letter. You see, I'm so very thirsty. Satrakshita, where is Satrakshita? No problem, my dear. You have to. Don't hold yourself back. I like thirsty people. On the day of the flowering, I became a flower. Looking around after the shearing, I felt all the other flowers in the room and everything became so soft and safe. All the mindfucking about how people perceive me and how I perceive them and about being special disappeared for the rest of the day. Let it go for the rest of the life. How would that be? Huh? That's what I'm teaching you. Don't hold back. Not just for the day, for the rest of the life. I just floated around in my own rhythm, feeling blissful. During the evening meditation, I couldn't help smiling all the time, and my whole inside was tickling. You're on the right way, Satrajit. This is how it goes. Couldn't help smiling all the time. This I can promise you, this is one of the true signs. Even sometimes I have to play a little serious when people are going astray. I'm just laughing inside. Because in reality, nothing can go wrong. I just floated around in my own rhythm, feeling blissful. During the evening meditation, I couldn't help smiling all the time, and my whole inside was tickling. Is this the simplicity that you are talking about and sharing? Yes, my dear. This is it. And I'm very happy you received the sharing. You received the present. Very good. I also have another question. How do I receive all these beautiful gifts that are being showered over me? How do you receive the beautiful gifts? How do you normally receive gifts? How do you normally receive gifts? Maybe it's new for you to get gifts. And no, it's so many, how do you, that is being showered over you. Like that, you receive it like that. Like that you receive it. Okay? That is what you have to learn, like that, you receive like that. And then if it keeps showering, then one, you just disappear under all the gift. Then you just lay there under all the gift. Yeah. That, like that. Okay? Any other questions? That's the whole thing I'm teaching, just from being like that. Being like that. It's very simple. Very simple teaching that I can write when I have the Book of Secrets, the teachings of Swaha. just coming out of a cave, it seems like the light is almost a little too bright. I can understand, my dear, but you get used to it. And if the future is too bright, if the light is too bright, wear sunglasses. Till you get used to it. Just in between, you know. Sometimes it is like this. It's all been dark and you come out and sunglasses, and then slowly, slowly you can take them off again. That is also okay. Just do whatever is needed. Just don't go away from the light. But this is how it is, coming out of a cave. It seems like the light is almost a little too bright. Yes, but it's nice to be out. And it's a beautiful day. Welcome out. With love and humble gratitude, Satracita. Very beautiful, Satracita. There's many things happening. You know, Satrakshita, that we have bears here? You know that?
I didn't know.
No, but now you know. But the bears, they are very good people. Not here, so you don't need to be afraid when you go and meditate by the river. But on the other side of the river, and in this valley, they have bears and they've seen the footsteps. And he is sleeping all the winter, you know. It's very strange. Amazing, no? They sleep the whole winter. They don't need food, they just eat them up themselves. And then in the spring, can you imagine that, waking up? And then he comes out from the cave, and he must feel like that also. Whoa! 6 months sleeping in a dark cave, and then coming up. So the bears, they say, they are always very excited in the early spring. Because they just come into life again. It's like, again they are born. Ooh, everything is new. So you have to be a little careful, otherwise, you know, you get bears excited, it's not so good. So if you meet the bear, or if you excite them or something, you just pranam. You're the boss, don't say anything. But everybody is happy when they come out of the cave. Where's Dipti? Where you got this?
In Oslo.
How is it for you there in Oslo? You didn't get your work? The old cleaning is happening?
Yeah.
It's okay? And how is it now? May everybody come out of the cave. Aum Shanti.